John Jessop.
And on the phone now, she's going to get this party started, is Leonie. Hiya, Leonie.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm good. Yeah, what a nice introduction right after my favourite Blondie song.
Oh, wow. Well, there you go, my friend. Hey, you can't, you know. Yeah. I bet you perform that, don't you?
No, I haven't actually, but I should. I should probably learn it.
So, a great new song, which we played earlier on for you. And does that mean that, you know, there's a single? Does that mean there's an EP or an album on the way?
I mean, I'm definitely working on a lot of stuff, a lot of demos, but I find it really difficult at the moment to promise anything, you know. I don't want to release anything without being able to play live in the UK and in Germany. So, I can't really promise anything yet.
Okay. Whereabouts are you actually living?
I live in town. I live in Liverpool.
Right, okay. So there's nothing to stop you coming into my studio next week and performing live for me, is there?
But
you work, don't you?
Well, I do, but also I have a finger injury.
That's right. Yes, you've got a hand injury. Yeah.
I can't play at the moment, which is really sad.
But, I know. Yeah. How long is the injury going to last for?
I wish I'd know. But I'm trying to figure out what it is. But it's been a few months. But I'm on the right track. But as soon as I've got that sorted, come in and play for you.
Fantastic. Yeah. What nationality are you, Leone?
I'm German.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah. Have you always sang?
Sorry?
I said, have you always been a singer?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. I've always loved singing. I've played in a band since I was 12, 13. And so playing guitar and piano a bit. But yeah, I've always been mainly a singer. Yeah.
Yeah. So how long have you been in Liverpool?
For 3 years already. Yeah, wow. I came 3 years ago for uni, and now I'm about to graduate, which is great.
Brilliant. Graduating to what, love?
I'm graduating from Lipa in songwriting and performance.
Wow, brilliant. Yeah.
So,
what's the light at the end of the tunnel for you, Leone, in the world of your career? You know, are you still going to be writing constantly, or what happens now you've got your graduation?
I always love touring, you know, so I always love traveling around and playing gigs in pubs or festivals and all that stuff. So that's kind of my hope that at some point I'll be able to play with my band again and just start touring around. But I do love just practicing a lot and writing and recording. But the light at the end of the tunnel for me is definitely going on tour again.
Wow. Who's your musical influences, Leone?
Who's my what? Sorry?
Who are your musical influences?
I'm a huge Springsteen fan.
Are you really?
I am, yes. But also, especially over last year, I listened to a lot of Blondie and Susie Quattro and do you know Larkin Poe?
Yeah.
I love Larkin Poe, so I'm obsessed with them. And Dorothy,
Have you been to a Springsteen concert?
I have not, unfortunately. I've only really gotten into his music like 6 years ago or so, and he hasn't been near where I am.
No. but do you know who's playing at the arena in November?
Blondie.
Yeah, you're going. November. Are you going?
I unfortunately missed getting a ticket, but I hope I'll find some way to get in.
Oh, I'm sure you'll get in.
I'll find a way, but it's like it's really difficult at the moment to like buy tickets when you're not actually sure what's going to happen, where you're going to be at that point.
I bought
a ticket for Elton John at the arena, but I bought it like 2 years ago, and now it's like another year. So I never bought tickets 3 years in advance. So it's a bit messy at the moment.
Has this pandemic really affected you, Leone?
To be honest, it hasn't actually affected me that much. I mean, last year when it started, like a year ago, I went back home, went back to Germany, and I ended up spending half a year back in Germany with my family, which was good, you know. I lived with my grandparents, so that was nice. But I had a lot of time to practice, and it was actually quite nice to spend a lot of time reading and just playing. You know, I feel like often when you're playing gigs and all, and you're going out all the time, which in Liverpool is hard not to. So it was kind of actually nice to just take a break and reflect a bit and just get back to why you're actually making music in the first place.
Yeah, yeah.
But obviously after that, it was like when I came back in September, you know, I was kind of done with it. You know?
So, do you find writing music easy?
Yeah, I guess it depends. You know, I feel for me, it just usually works in phases. You know, I have a few months where I'm just gigging, then a few months where I'm just writing, and obviously it depends a bit on like my personal life, what's been going on, and what I could write about. And but I do like it a lot.
Brilliant. Yeah. Well, look, my love, I wish you all the best with the single, and I wish you all the very best with your graduation.
Thank you so much.
And also, get your hands sorted quickly, because we need you up here to perform for us.
I can't wait, honestly.
just keep in touch with us, Leonie, and thank you very much for your time this afternoon.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
You're very welcome, love. Take care and stay safe, love. Bye-bye now.
Take care. Bye-bye.
There we go. That's a young lady. She lives in Liverpool, comes from Germany. Her name is Leonie Jacoby. And, she's a big star over there, you know. She really is. And we wish her well with her single. And also, as soon as she gets her hand medically checked over and she can back play the guitar and piano, she will be up here at Liverpool Live.
On your radio, across Liverpool, the North West and North Wales, on DAB+. This is Liverpool Live.